Welcome to Founders Time Podcast, where founders shine. Have you ever thought, I have this idea and I'd love to start a business, I'm just not sure how? Then you're in the right place. Founders Time aimed to inform and empower female vetpreneurs, military, veteran, and military spouses entrepreneurs by sharing actionable steps, tips, and resources to grow your business lean and smart. Everything you would need to start, scale, and succeed. Now, your host, Niurka Castaneda.
Hello, and welcome to the Art of Business series by Umbrellas of Hope, a show dedicated to exploring the intersection of creativity and entrepreneurship. I'm Niurka, and I'm thrilled to be your host. Today, we're going to be talking about a very special collaboration between two organizations, UMedia.org and public libraries around the United States. UMedia.org is an organization that provides young people with access to digital media tools and spaces to create, while public libraries offer resources and support for lifelong learning. Together, they're creating a space where people of all ages can come to be creative and pursue their passions. This collaboration is all about providing access to the tools, equipment, and space needed to be creative. It's about giving people the opportunity to explore their interests and develop new skills. On this series, we'll be talking to entrepreneurs and creatives who have used their passion and skill to build successful businesses. We'll also be exploring the importance of creativity in business and how it can lead to innovation and growth. But most importantly, we want to inspire you to pursue your passions and to show you that with hard work and determination, anything is possible.
Hello. I forgot I'm holding a microphone now.
So welcome to Umbrellas of Hope. And we are here at
UMedia
Space here in Miami, coming directly from Miami. And we are here because this is a very special place.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah. A lot of people who come through here, I think that's their first impression when they see this place. It's kind of like a big playground of technology and stuff they use for digital media.
I think I have come here saying I discovered I've been visiting more the library than ever before.
that's good to hear, because I've run into people outside of the library. They're like, I was wearing my uniform once and they were like, oh, people still go to the library? And sometimes it's hard to explain that this exists inside the library, right? It's not in all the libraries, but this does exist, and the libraries are, trying to become more modern, basically, with the technology, incorporating technology now.
So can you explain what can it does? What, we're talking about UMedia, so we're thinking media services or some kind. But what does it actually offer to people that want to come and use it? Free service, by the way, right? It's a public library.
Yeah.
So it's a, can you explain to us?
Yeah, so it is a free service for the public. And we offer workshops for teens and adults, at least in this location. For this location, we do the teens from 14 to 19 years old. And then, older than 19 years old is considered adult. And what we do is we teach subjects on digital media, so like photography, film production, music production, graphic design, 3D design. We have 3D printers. We get the equipment to, to teach those classes and for people to use that equipment inside our space and, explore that technology.
So you only workshops?
No, it's not only workshops. So you're open to come in, when we're not doing the workshops, you're free to come into the space. During the hours that we're open for each, either the adults or for the teens, and use the stuff that we got inside here. We have our computers that have the Adobe software. So if you want to learn about Photoshop, about After Effects, you know, editing video,
music.
Yeah, we got a lot of instruments in here.
You also have a soundproof booth.
Yes.
That musicians can use to record their best hit ever.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not only like, you don't have to be a professional also to learn to use the equipment. It's for people to be introduced to this technology and see what it does, what they can do with it, right? Because, you know, sometimes you just, maybe, you know, like, you might have people who just want to explore a certain thing and see if they like it or not. Maybe they like it for like a week or a month, whatever it may be, and then they're like, okay, I want to try something else. And that's cool. You can try something else here.
Well, it's a place that it can inspire you to try different things. And that's a beautiful thing. Because the more creative that you allow yourself to be, the more that you can do. And you can find your passion.
Yes, I agree. So that's a big part of it too, right? So there's times where, let's say, like right now, right? We're recording something here, inside here. And let's say somebody else were to walk in and they'll be like, oh, they just see the lights set up and the cameras and like, what's going on, right? So then that might spark something in their brain. Like, oh, I've always wanted to maybe learn something about that. Something about film production, whether it be the lighting, the cameras, the audio, you know.
So like, for example, somebody that wants to do a music, you know, they're a musician and they want to somehow with the audio, they want to be able to record the song, they want to do a short clip to promote the services.
Right.
They can even do all that here?
Yes, you can do all that here. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, if they want to learn how to design, like let's say some type of graphic, you know, that used to promote their song or, you know, whatever it may be, create a flyer or something like that to promote their event, we could show them how to do that. We give them the tools, you know, and teach them.
And you have to be an artist, just the only artist?
No.
So you can be a teenager that have a business idea,
right,
and you can come here and use the services, learn how to maybe use some digital services like Premiere, editing, Photoshop, and get started.
Exactly, yeah. So you don't have to be an artist, right? You don't have to be an artist, anybody, just curious, right? Just gotta want to explore what we have in here. Entrepreneur, we do have, I know at North Dade, at our location in North Dade Regional Library, there are some entrepreneur teens that are there, and they like come up with like t-shirt designs, and we over there they have equipment where they could, you know, try it out. They have the heat press and see what it looks like on one of their shirts. The teens bring their own shirts, right? Because, you know, we have a limited amount of shirts. They bring their own shirts, and then if they just want to use the heat press, then they can.
So you can actually test out your ideas,
right?
Validate your ideas.
Right. You can test it out there, you know, and we have our instructors who are, you know, every instructor has a different background. They're kind of like their forte. And depending within the space, you know, if they're looking for somebody who has graphic design, you know, there's people there to help them out with that and their design.
So you actually can ask questions and actually get guided.
Exactly.
Okay, maybe you want to learn a little bit more, you have an idea, but you want to refine it, or you want to start from zero.
Yes, yes.
Oh. Yeah, it's magical.
Yeah. And the cool thing about at least working here as, you know, as somebody who's teaching, we also get to learn a bunch of other stuff too, you know? So I came in here just learning about, I mean, just knowing more about audio and music. I've always been kind of surrounded by people who are doing other stuff, like the graphics, the video editing, the 3D effects and stuff that goes into video. But I was never the one, you know, handling the camera. I was like, I don't know how to, you know, how do you set a camera up to look nice a certain way? But if you ask me about audio, then yeah, I'm pretty good. But in here, you know, like, you have to learn it. Like, you know, we have to learn it, and you know, and it helps us grow and teach. Like, as we teach, we're learning too.
And you have so much equipment that's actually literally thousands of dollars that you can actually use to learn and to test your ideas before you go out and do a shopping spree that now is sitting in the shelf because maybe you don't know how to try it on. So
yes. So we do get a lot of our patrons who come in, like, let's say the workshop was on, you know, audio. We're teaching something about microphones. And then we could give them suggestions on, like, depending on what they're trying to do at home, mm-hmm. what type of setup they might need for that. You know, they might think they might need, like, the most expensive microphone, you know, out there, which I guess if you have the money and if you want to go for it, you can. But starting off, you know, just to try it out, you could try it out in here, right? You could try out the microphones we got in here and see the differences and then go out and buy it. Or we could give you suggestions as well.
Yeah, you can use the space and the hour provided. You can pretty much start and even go beyond that.
Yeah.
So where are you located? You know, we are in Miami right now.
Yeah.
And we have how many locations in Miami?
So for U Media, we have 4 locations right now. We have the South Dade Regional Library, Cutler Bay. And then we have the North Dade Regional Library in Miami Gardens. We got Lemon City. And we also got the Hialeah Gardens branch in Hialeah Gardens.
So if you're visiting Miami, you know where to go. But if you're not in Miami, where else? Is there like any other states, any other cities that there's U Media studios that people can use as well?
Yes, there are. I don't know all of them.
Right.
But I do know that U Media started in Chicago. So for sure, there's one in Chicago. To be honest, I don't know the rest of the places where they could probably be located at. But you could go to the website at
umedia.org.
Yeah.
And you can look it up, all the different locations and which one is the closest to your city.
Yeah.
And Curiosine, it started in Chicago.
Yes.
Right? So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So from my understanding, it started in Chicago as a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
Right, trying to get it mostly geared towards the youth, towards the teens, trying to get them off the streets, right? So instead of them, you know, just not knowing what to do after school, they opened up this program inside the library, you know, somewhere safe where they could be and to learn about this type of stuff, type of equipment, like, you know, editing videos, editing photos, taking photos, music. And so it's not like a typical classroom where you go in there and it's like, you gotta be here at this time, you know, and you got homework or something like that. No, it's basically a place to learn and to hang out.
It's a place, it can build a community and it's a hang-on kind of learning.
Yes.
I think that's something that is very, very valuable because sometimes we have the ideas, but we don't know how to conceptualize it.
Correct. Yeah, and so they do go by the concept of HOMAGO. Have you heard of that?
Can you explain it?
Yeah, so HOMAGO is HOMAGO.
Uh-huh.
So HO is the hangout, MA is mess around, and GO is geek out. So that's, you know, the, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, so that's basically, if you think of that, that's the concept of U Media, right?
Today's TED Talk is on the benefits of a colada every day.
So what are some of the services that people can do, like you offer?
That we offer? I mean, we do photography, 3D design, film production, music production, graphic design, podcasting.
Video editing,
and so anything that has to, so when I say film production, anything that has to do with that, the editing, the recording, you know, all
so
everything that goes into that.
Video recording, so like now we get people want to use a green screen, they can come here, and they want to use a black screen.
Yeah.
As well, you do 3D printing.
Yeah.
You got something to show us?
Yeah. So I got some 3D prints over here. So we got like chess piece.
Uh-huh.
It was made by the 3D printers. We printed out a full chess set too that we have out here in the space and people can play. When they first see it, you know, they don't know that it's 3D printed.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, when you go up close, you could kind of tell.
What's the other ones that you have? So somebody can come here and design this, and
right, this is like a Groot.
Yeah. Well, many children would like this.
This one was actually designed by one of our instructors.
So this is actually a little bit more rough than this one. So after we print it, there's some more work involved, right?
Yeah. So after you 3D print an object, not always, but I think this one was cleaned up. Just get like a sandpaper. You could clean it up with a little knife. You gotta clean it up at home.
So you want to learn how to do this from beginning to end, you can actually come here and learn this.
Yeah, exactly.
This is awesome. And then if you want to play guitar, learn how to play drums, come jam with your friends. I see that happen a couple times.
Yeah.
and just hang out with musicians.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like everybody just like, you know, if they see somebody playing, like feel free to hop in. Even if you don't know how to play, like, we're here to like teach you. You know, if you want to learn something about playing, a little bit about drums, guitar, bass, whatever it is.
Play video games with your friends.
Right, we got some video games. We got a PlayStation, an Xbox, so the Nintendo Switch. They want to, you know, because some of the teens, like I was saying, they'll come in here and they want to just like hang out at first. You know, they come from school, then they want to chill for a little bit, right? Nothing about school, homework. So they'll play video games, and then we also have the workshops there. So if they want to join in on the workshops, they could join in the workshops.
And one of the things that one of the advantages of being in a public place like the library is considered to be one of the safest places ever, right? So you can, you know, you're a parent, you have a teenager. You know they're hanging out at a place that's safe.
Exactly, yeah. Yes.
So that's invaluable as well.
Yeah, I mean, apart from that, we for the teens, we do require registration.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. We don't gotta pay anything. It's just you gotta make sure you're in the library system. It's like an emergency contact information, just in case anything happens, you know. But nothing like that really happens here, so.
Okay, and I was looking in the history, so I know you told me that it started in Chicago. Yet it started as a project that became an experiment that it was completely successful. So that's why here in Miami now, right?
Yeah.
And they have thousands of kids streaming directly from the library.
Yeah.
So can you tell us some of the case studies that of actual people that came here and used the services? Can you tell us some of the most successful?
The most successful that we've heard of that came from Chicago was a rapper. His name is Chance the Rapper.
Mm-hmm.
That he recorded his kind of like his demo, writing his demo over there in CD Media. He started off there, you know, using the sound booth, like you said, like you mentioned before, that we do have a sound booth in here. They could go and record their music, their ideas in there, and that's how he started, you know, just by using the equipment that we have here. Equipment that I know a lot of these teens might not have access to, right? Or maybe their parents cannot pay for that type of service, you know. Going to a studio could be expensive. Or buying the equipment itself is expensive. We get some high quality mics, like, you know, actual studio that you'll see in studios. And they're here that they could use it and record their music. And them being able to hear that, hear the difference between that and, let's say, like this type of mic, right? This, then, you know, that's pretty valuable to them. And it inspires them too.
Yeah, inspire them to keep trying and keep growing from there, right? So what are the lessons that you learned so far working here?
Lessons that I've learned?
Yes.
As far as in, like...
At all services, the people that come and use it, what have you learned that it kind of goes along with the goal or the project? what are the pros and the cons that you have learned about around the journey?
Something that I've learned is that I don't know everything, and
that's
I don't think everybody knows everything. So I mean, there are times where, you know, maybe I don't know something, and you know, we'll learn together. Like, so that doesn't matter. It's like, you know, we're here to learn together either way. Like, there's been times where we're gonna 3D print something, or they want to learn how some 3D design on a certain software, and I might not be so, you know, fully, like, I still don't have the full understanding of that program, but we'll go out online, like maybe look at a tutorial, we'll learn together and I'll help them out.
So I think for me, this is a place that you can allow yourself to have the curiosity of a child and be as creative as you can be.
Yes.
And explore that side that we all have. We all create it in some kind of way.
Yeah.
But sometimes we stifle that.
Yeah.
And this is a place that you can just let the magic happen.
Yeah. Definitely, that's one of the pros, right? Continue learning about all this new technology, basically, that's coming out. That's definitely a big pro, at least for me, that I've learned, like, you know, like, the technology from today, like, probably a year from now, is going to completely change. And it's changing quick, and it's cool that I'm able to, you know, this job, you know, basically requires me to be on top of that, right? So I get to always see what are the new things coming out, how can we innovate the space, yeah.
Okay, and how old do you have to be here, to be allowed to use the services?
So we got for teens, it's from 14 to 19 years old.
Oh, how young? Yeah, how young?
How young? Yeah, 14 to 19 years old, and then
and
then we
have age limits. You're 100, you can still come.
Yeah, because it's during the adult hours.
It's not like the Legos that after 100 you're gonna use it anymore.
No. Oh, yeah, that's not on the side. Yeah.
So
no, it's not like that. You get to you'll be as old, yeah, and you can still come in here and learn some stuff.
Now, one of the things that I researched is, maybe when you go to another U-Media, they might have different equipment. They might have different features.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so there might be some of our, at least the ones here in Miami, and we try to have similar equipment, but some of them might try out something first. So like I was talking to you about North Dade, where they have the heat press, you know, to do shirts. And we don't have that here yet, right? So so we see how I went over there. It was a big success. So that will, you know, I'll order that new equipment for in here too.
So if you're unfortunate enough not to have a U-Media near you, how can you make it happen? How can you support the organization to bring it close to you? Because this is needed pretty much everywhere.
Right.
I see we need to have younger than 14, you're 7 years old, you can come out with your ideas.
Yeah.
And you need to find a safe place to be creative.
Yeah.
How can we make that happen?
I mean, you could also go to the U-Media website, like the original U-Media, the org website, and there's information on how you can, if you wanted to, like,
support the organization,
exactly, support the
volunteer,
exactly,
or
yeah,
do some kind of donation
there,
or something.
I mean,
like
there's
that.
Also, like, we also, like you were talking about, younger than 14, we do have another branch. It's kind of, they're still in the library system here in Miami, called U-Make. It's basically almost the same thing, except it's from 8 years old and up. And there we only have two locations. We have one in Miami Beach and one in the Hammocks, West Kendall, or West Kendall.
I hope you have and will continue to enjoy this journey in creativity with us. In today's world, where artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, advances science, and autonomous vehicles is our new normal, creativity has never been more important. This new mini-series of Umbrellas of Hope was created in order to inspire you and empower you by giving you the creative confidence to redesign the world around you, to create new solutions that are invaluable for today's society. Powered by your vision, your own unique talents, and limited only by your imagination. Our world, our society, our future needs you.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of Founders Time Podcast. Remember, subscribe to our newsletter at founderstime.com for more tips and tricks on how to make your podcast great. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to rate and review wherever you get your podcasts.